सनाकया दाया
विगया
सत्रम स्वगाय लोकाय
नगरम पराय लोकाय
सहस्र सममस्तुता
सहस्र सममस्तुता
सत्यम स्वगाया लोकाया सहस्रात्मा असता
Naimishe. In the forest known as Naimisharanya.
In the forest known as Naimisharanya.
On Nimishakshet.
When you go to India, you can see this Naimisharanya. Still, it's a very nice place. Just like Vrindavan, Prayag, Haridwar, there are hundreds of nice places for spiritual advancement. So this Naimisharanya is still there. The railway station is now called Nimsa. It is about 100 miles from Lucknow. And people go there, very excellent position for spiritual advancement. There are many temples like Vrindavan and Prayag. Naimisharanya. Naimishe, Animishakshetri.
Animishakshetri,
Animishakshetri.
The spot which is especially a favorite of Vishnu, who does not close his eyelids.
The spot which is especially a favorite of Vishnu, who does not
close his eyelids. Our eyes, we have got closing
eyelids, closes. But Vishnu's eyelids never closes. Therefore, he is called Animisha. Now, gopis condemn Brahma that why he have awarded us this nonsense eyelid. He sometimes closes the eye, we cannot see Krishna. This is gopis' desire. They want to see Krishna always without being disturbed by the eyelids. This is Krishna consciousness. The moment the eyes are being closed by the eyelids is intolerable by them. This is perfection of Krishna consciousness. They are condemning. Brahma did not know how to create. Why he has created this eyelid? This is Krishna. Because condition, we are in this material world, our eyelids are made like that. It must close for a moment, again. Not more for a moment, for hours. We want to close our eyes for hours. That is our disease. But in the spiritual world, there is no closing of the eye. Animisha. What?
Rishaya.
Rishaya.
The sages.
Shonaka.
Shonaka. Adaya.
Adaya.
Headed by the sage Shonaka.
Headed by the sage Shonaka.
Satram,
Satram,
sacrifice,
sacrifice.
Swargaya,
Swargaya,
the Lord who is glorified in heaven,
the Lord who is glorified in heaven,
Lokaya,
Lokaya,
and for the devotees who are always in touch with the Lord,
and for the devotees who are always in touch with the Lord,
Sahasra,
Sahasra,
1,000,
1,000,
Samam,
Samam,
years,
years,
Asata,
Asata,
performed,
performed.
Translation.
Samamasata, they were performing the sacrifice for 1,000 years. How they were ever to do, because in those days, in it, Tritaju, Tritaju is, or in Shatruju, they used to live for 100,000 years. In Tritaju, 10,000 years. And in the Dapaju, 1,000 years. And now, in this Kali Yuga, 100 years. That also not complete. Nobody can complete 100 years, and it is reducing. Maybe our forefathers or grandfathers might have lived for 100 years, but we are not living so much. And gradually, our children, our grandchildren, they will gradually reduce their span of life. So much so that at the end of Kali Yuga, if a man would live for 20 to 30 years, he would be considered a grand old man. Yes. We are reducing. But formally we are living from so many years. Alpa-ayusa, prayana alpa-ayusa, prayana. Almost everyone is short span of life. Prayana alpa-ayusa. Kalau asmin jage jana. Kalau, in this age, kalau. It is not for a particular nation or party or religion. Everyone is subjected to the laws of nature. So, in this Kali Yuga, the duration of life, the span of life will be gradually reduced. Memory will be reduced. Strength will be reduced. Mercifulness will be reduced. In this way, now it is the age of reduction, not increase. So prayana alpa ayusa kalau asmin yuge jana. People in this age are of short span of life. And manda means all faulty or slow. Manda, too many. Either you take slow, actually they are manda. Manda means faulty. So many faults. And slow means slow in spiritual realization. Slow. The human form of life is meant for spiritual realization. That is the distinction between human form of life and animal form of life. The animals are not interested, or they do not know what is spiritual life. But the human form of life, with developed consciousness, is meant for understanding our identification. Athātva Brahma Jigyāsa. This human form of life is meant for inquiring about our spiritual identity. That is real business. So in that line of thought, we are manda. Manda means very slow. All right, we shall take it later on. Now I have got strength, let me enjoy senses. Then we shall see later on. That is called manda, not serious. That spiritual life is essential, it is very serious subject matter, that I am covered by this material body and I am changing one after another. And I do not know what the next change is going to happen, either cat or dog or tree, we are not at all interested. There is no such education in the university. The transmigration of the soul, the eternity of the soul, what is the aim of life. Therefore, manda sumandamatayo, sumandamatayo, their philosophy is still more bad. They are simply thinking on this bodily concept of life. Ass's philosophy, dog's philosophy, frog's philosophy, this is going on. and they're passing on as philosophy. From philosophy, we have discussed it now. Back to Godhead. The fog is informed. Oh, there is Atlantic Ocean. What is that? A very big span of water. So he's calculating how big. So he's in the 3 feet. So he's saying maybe 4 feet. No, very five. No, very big. Six. God, 5, 4, 6, 7 million. So where is your calculation? Similarly, these speculators, they're thinking, God, I am God. He may be like me, he and me, all right. No, you are not God. All right, God may be little more than me, little more intelligent. This is frog philosophy. And when they hear, jasaikanisya-sutakalam-athavalam-jeevanti-loma-vilaja-jagadanna-natha, all the universes are coming out in the breathing period of Mahavishnu. And that Mahavishnu is partial representation of Krishna. Oh, these are all stories. Even they are informed about the capacity of God, they take it as a story. This is the position. That was Sumallamata. Their philosophy, their opinion, they're all condemned. Manna Sumallamata. Manna Bhagya. Mostly unfortunate. Mostly. They cannot get even the primary necessities of life, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. In your country, the British Empire, the Empress Queen, or so many people are lying on the street. Manna Bhagya. Unfortunate. They can get all the facilities of life, but because unfortunate, they're lying on the street. In America, such a big nation, with everything complete, no scarcity, so many hippies, Manna Bhagya, unfortunate. If one is unfortunate, you cannot make him correct. You cannot check one's unfortunateness. If one's unfortunate position can be changed, that is only by Krishna consciousness. There is no other way. You cannot make any philanthropic work and change the fortune of any person. No. That is not possible. Tavattanubhitaṁ tadupekṣitānāṁ. These are very nicely discussed. Bālasya neha sarava nishinga pitarau nishinga. It is not that because a child has got his father and mother, he is happy, he should be happy. No. In spite of rich father and mother, he must be unhappy, just like these hippies. In spite of their parents, their grandparents, they are all very rich, but they are lying on the street, are thin. Torn clothes, see? Why? They are condemned. Condemned by God. Tadupekṣitāṁ. So, simply by having rich father and mother does not mean that he will be happy. Now, if he is unfortunate, in spite of having rich father and mother, he will be unhappy. Balasani hasaranam pitaro nisim. Nattasya chagada mudan natamajyato nao. Hattasya, one is suffering from disease. It is not that because he is given the help of good physician and first-class medicine, he will be cured. No, there is no guarantee. There is no guarantee. We have seen first-class medicine, first-class physician, employed for curing one, but he dies. So we have manufactured so many counteracting. The scientists, they are very much proud. that we are now manufacturing, counteracting medicine. But what is your counteracting medicine for stopping death and disease? Disease is happening. You cannot manufacture any medicine that one tablet I take, I shall never be diseased, or I shall never die. That is not possible. You are manufacturing some medicine for some disease, or like that disease is cured, but another disease is there. Just like in India, there are malaria or some disease in your country, there is cancer. Rich disease, you are rich man, the disease is also very rich. India poverty stricken, they suffer only little malaria, that's all. You are rich, you have got cancer, there is no cure, that's all, finish. This is actually to be studied. So why this is happening? See, you may invent so many nice things counteracting all this suffering. But if you are neglected by Krishna, no counteraction will save you. Tāratana vidāṁ tadvīkṣitānam. If one is neglected by God, he cannot be saved. That is not possible.
Translation. Once in a holy place in the forest of Naimisharanya, great sages headed by the sage Shonaka assembled to perform a great 1,000-year sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Lord and his devotees.
Yes. Please, anything, sacrifice, yajna. Yajna means Lord Vishnu. Jagyate karma annatra lupayam karma vandana. So whatever we do, it must be done for Krishna. That is perfection. You do whatever you like, but do it for Krishna. Then there is perfection. It's like Arjuna. Arjuna was a fighter, expert in killing. So he was considering, why should I kill my own family members? Better stop. But Krishna encouraged him that he must kill. So that is yoga. Krishna, under the instruction of Krishna, Arjuna was engaged in killing art. But that is yoga. Because it is for Krishna, not for himself. For himself, he was denying to fight. But when he agreed to fight and kill on account of Krishna, it is called yajna. This secret people do not know. They think that killing is very bad. That's all right. Killing, why killing? Even if you give charity, if you become beneficent, merciful, that is also not good, unless you do it for Krishna. Therefore Krishna is canvassing, yat karosi, yat juhosi, yat asnasi, yat tapasasi, yat dadasi yat, kurusatad madattanam, yat karosi. Everyone is engaged in some work. Yat karosi. Everyone has been engaged in performing sacrifices. Juhosi. Everyone is liking to give in charity. He has got some money, he wants to make some charity. So dadasi yat. Everyone is eating. Yadasnasi. If you give me a plate, thinking the Guru Maharaj will give some prasadam, I eat everything. No prasadam. You see, you are cheated. And Krishna will not cheat. Krishna will eat everything and he still keep everything. So what is your loss? Why don't you offer to Krishna? Why in the temple everyone can do it? At home, everyone is eating. Why not offer to Krishna? That is Krishna consciousness. It is very difficult. But the difficulty is that Krishna does not eat all nonsense. And one has to eat all nonsense. So therefore they are not. They are afraid of becoming Krishna consciousness. Because they will be forbidden. Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Tuyam Jomi Bhaktya Prajacchati. Krishna is limiting. He can eat everything. He can, just like and Vrindavan, he swallowed the fire. So for Krishna to eat meat is not very difficult job. He can eat. Because he is Krishna, all powerful. But he is prescribed that give me this food. Just like if you call me at your house, you'll ask me, what can I offer you? So similarly, we have called Krishna. Krishna, please come and stay with us in this temple. So therefore, we must give him food, what he wants, not whimsically. And it is clearly stated, Krishna said, all right, give me patram pusmam phalam toyam. Patram, vegetables, phalam, fruits, toyam, milk, water. In this way, Krishna said, you give me this. So he gave him. And Krishna said, if it is offered with faith and love, I eat. So Krishna is saying, like that he does not, he eats. But we do not know how he is eating. That is a spiritual process. That is answered in the Brahma Sangita. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti pashyanti pahanti kalayanti chidam jaganti. He has got, because he is omnipotent. Every part of his body has got all the potencies of other parts of the body. Therefore you offer with faith and love to Krishna. Krishna simply by seeing, he can eat. Because angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti, we can see with our eyes. We cannot eat with our eyes. But Krishna can eat with his eyes. And he can see with his tongue. He can hear with his ear. That is Krishna. Omnipotency. We say all this omnipotency. How is omnipotent when he discards the effect? This is omnipotent. Every part of his body has got the potency of other parts. That is Krishna. Angani jasya sakalendriya vittimanti pashyanti panti kalayanti chirang jaganti. Why? Ananda chinmaya rasa sadujjala vigras. Because his body is not this body, this material body. Ananda chinmaya. Therefore don't think that here is Krishna, stone. No. Because stone is also part of his body. So this is the philosophy of Krishna, one has to learn. Angani jasya sakalendri vittimanti. So this is not stone worship, it is Krishna personally present. We should worship Krishna as he is personally present, not if we think that it is stone, and then it is aparad, offense. Achyesiladhi gurusu naramati, to think of the deity, worshipable deity, as stone and wood, to think of the spiritual master as ordinary human being, these are not allowed. Then he is not making progress. So in this way, these Daima Jagga, Sargaya Lokaya, they perform Jagga. That is our only business, to perform Jagga. So in this Krishna consciousness movement, because everything is being done for Krishna, it is simply jagga, nothing else. It is not karma. When it is karma, you are bound up by the results of karma. But if you perform jagga, you are not bound up. Karmani niddhati kintucha bhakti bhajang. Bhakti bhajang, those who are engaged in devotional service, they have no more any karma. Karma means if you do something, then it will have reaction, either good or bad. But here, because everything is done for Krishna, I haven't got to enjoy or suffer for the resultant action. Karman ne bari karasti ma palishma. This is the result. Thank you.